This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In a Roseau Times region from May 4, 1972, nearly 50 years ago, comes the story of Galena Stareen at 86 years old. She lived another 15 years after this article came out, until 1987, when she died just short of 102 years of age. Here's the story, which I read in the research area at the Roseau County Museum. Mrs. Galena Stareen fondles the old loom her grandfather made for her grandmother over 70 years ago and says fondly, "They made them tough in those days." While the word tough might not apply to her, the word rugged does, for at 86, to be 87 in June, she still keeps the loom flying, making rugs for people all over Roseau County and from as far away as California. Mrs. Stareen came to Roseau County with her parents when she was 4 years old, settling on a farm 1/2 mile north of where she now lives with her son and daughter-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Bill Stareen. She has lived on the present site since 1902 and has seen the history change in Roseau County yearly since the days when Chief Mackinac and other Indians used to dig snake root on the farm and leave some with the family. The loom which she uses, quote, sometimes all day, unquote, was given to her by her mother, who taught her to use it. The smooth foot pedals and other handles bear testimony to the years of service the equipment has given. She began to use the loom when they still had to go to Roseau by team and caboose in the winter, buggy or wagon in the summer. "I didn't make as many rugs then," she admits, telling of the clothing she used to make for the family, the big garden she kept, and the other work which was necessary in raising children. But she has made rugs regularly over 40 years now, starting first with people in the area, then all of Roseau County, and later from as far away as California. She pointed to a pile of rugs which were ordered from Grand Forks, North Dakota. "I have made up to 5 yards of rugs in one day," she said. "I can make about 10 rugs a week if I keep on steady." That steady means from 6 a.m. when she gets up until evening. Her loom is in a little building near the Stareen farm home. In it, she has her loom, a sewing machine, and other equipment needed for her work. "I work almost every day, except when it gets too cold in winter," she reports. "The pot-bellied stove in the little house is going on average winter days, and she makes the shuttle fly with rags people have furnished for their rugs. They bring the rags and I make the rugs," she told the Times Region. "Sometimes I get behind and can't make them quite as fast as they come." She prefers cotton rags, which she cuts and prepares so they fold into a pencil size. "I really like them like this," she said, holding up a ball of rags already cut and joined. "I have to fix the rags most of the time. So many people just don't know how to make them." When huge piles of rags come in, she has received orders of over 25 yards of rugs. That means a lot of work for her sewing machine and her practice eye before she can begin weaving. Mrs. Stareen reports that now the price of warp has gone up, and she will have to raise her price of $1 a yard, too. It isn't likely it will cut the workload, however. She helps in the house once in a while, in addition to making rugs. She bakes once in a while, and she used to have a great garden with wonderful strawberries, her daughter-in-law said. She also likes to read, quote, "when I get the time," unquote, and used to do a lot of crocheting. When asked if she didn't get tired, she twinkled, "I'm used to work." That's surely the truth. The modern housewife only has to think about getting up and going to work at 6 a.m. for the whole day to be tired just thinking about it. To this pioneer lady, a day of work just comes naturally. Mr. and Mrs. Stareen had 10 children. Edwin, Route 3 Roseau; Helga, Mrs. Alfred Amundsen, Route 3 Roseau; Martha, Mrs. Ted Colden, who died in 1952 in Montana; Georgina, Mrs. Randy Norquist, Roseau; Alice, Mrs. Norris Fjeld, Seattle, Washington; Samuel, Route 3 Roseau; Edla, Mrs. Felix Marcoulier, Bend, Oregon; Anselm, wrote to Roseau, Ingvold, Issaquah, Washington, and William wrote three Roseau. Several nice photos of Mrs. Stareen were included with that story if you care to see them at the museum. I contacted her family after reading it and found that the loom had been passed on to her son Anselm after she died, then to his daughter Carol, Mrs. Gail Olson. Carol has used it and has taught her daughter Brenda to weave, and now her grandson Jordan. Jordan has even made rugs that went to the state fair. What an heirloom, now being used by the seventh generation of the person who made it. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.